At that point, one wants to take a close look at the patient and figure out, what are my clinical objectives for this patient? Am I talking about somebody who is under 60 years old, for whom a stem cell transplant for more aggressive disease would be an important consideration? Frankly, stem cell transplants are now being considered in patients up to 70 years. So I would, you know, the classification of under 60 versus over 60 even is becoming less obvious than it used to. But basically, the decision is about what one wants to have to happen to the natural history of the disease. Am I going to be trying to be aggressive and get the disease in some sort of a remission followed by a transplant? Is my goal to improve cytopenias? What is the patient going to be able to tolerate? Now, there are a couple of quick splits that can be made. So number one, does the patient have an isolated cytopenia or not? If the patient has isolated anemia, which can happen in quite a majority, actually, of some of the referrals that we get in, one of the questions that we're going to ask right away is there or is there not a 5Q minus abnormality? The activity of lenalidomide in isolated 5Q is so good that you want to split off that group and get them treated pretty much right away. The other thing is you want to identify your growth factor sensitive patients. So for patients with isolated anemia who have low erythropoietin levels, which is not a majority of MDS patients, but definitely includes some of them, and also for some patients who have the RARS, or the refractory anemia with ring sideroblast subtype, the question is, can you get some of those patients some good mileage on cytokine support alone without using other treatment? And you might, and there is certainly a subset of patients for whom quite a while can go by when they do well on cytokines.